This is Dave. We caught the guy in the control room.
It's not often we we're quicker than the producer.
I'm happy.
Yeah. I'm Jay, filling in for Fast Eddie, as we've talked about a little bit. Not feeling super great this morning.
He's on the mend. He's just taking a down day.
But hot start almost done for the year.
Almost done.
But we got
One more left in us. That's right. And we're speaking with Mr. Amir Nadiri, who is a 777 pilot.
That's a big plane.
A lot of sevens.
That's a lot of sevens, a lot of aircraft to fly.
Yeah, it is a lot of aircraft to fly.
That is a lot of aircraft indeed. First of all, thank you for having me here. I've been coming here since 2021, 6 years in a row. Haven't missed it. Started listening to you guys about 3 years ago. Awesome.
Oh, you poor dog, you.
thank you for listening. Yeah,
That's what I meant to say, yeah.
Well, met a lot of amazing people, you know, great social media team. So your outreach is absolutely amazing. So thank you so much for your social media team. Absolutely. You are killing it. So 777, a lot of sevens. I still can't believe I fly that airplane. You know, I do the walk around and I see so much mass behind me, and it's a dream come true, honestly.
Well, let's talk about how you got started in flying at all. You're a relatively young man.
I am. I'm 28. I am.
And you're already a 777 captain.
I am. I'm very grateful. You know, sometimes I pinch myself. I'm like, is this real?
But
yeah. Anything is possible, especially in aviation. You know, started my journey. Actually, I was not planning to be a pilot. I always liked flying. I was lucky my parents got me a flight sim when I was around 10, 11 years old. You know, played a lot with it, you know, learned planes, watched a lot of YouTube, and then I started traveling international a lot, and I got to thank my mom because she always, you know, talked to the pilots, let me go up front, sit in there, play with the controls and take pictures, and, you know, that bug just caught me, you know, and, you know, it just from there, I actually went to law school first. In California.
Oh, my goodness. That's a switch.
That was a switch. And I did it for about a year and a half and saw that's not made for me. I wanted to be a pilot, and it's my dream. It's in my heart. And I actually dropped out and went to Texas and did my flight school over there.
And your mom's still happy about that?
She was a little nervous, but it took a little bit of convincing, but it did work out, gratefully.
Right, when you finally got a job, then she felt better.
Now when the money started coming
in, she's like, as long as the money was going out, she wasn't too happy.
Exactly, yes.
So you started going to flight school. What was that first flight like for you? Like when you finally started doing that, had you flown previously to flight school? So what was that like getting in the first time?
Absolutely. It was my first time flying in a small airplane. It was a 172. I remember it was in Dallas, Texas at Addison. I was a little bit nervous, but honestly, flying a simulator, Microsoft Flight Sim,
I was going to say.
It helped so much that I'm still grateful for that.
Awesome. Even if it was just Microsoft Flight Simulator on a little monitor.
Yeah. I mean, I have the newest version of Microsoft Flight Sim, and I haven't spent as much time as I should in it, and I'll say
Oh, yes. Well, you have an assignment.
The off season.
So helps a lot, yeah.
What does the road from, you know, day one pilot school, not getting in a small aircraft until you're at school, to the road to a 777, what does that look like? What are the hour requirements? Talk a little bit about the hard work and effort you put in to get there.
Absolutely. This was kind of during COVID, so it was a little bit harder. Some people were discouraged. I pushed through. I knew it was a dream. You know, I got my license. I got my CFI, CFII. That tremendously helped. That helped me a lot itself because, you know, when you teach students, you see things that you didn't know yourself.
They make you explain things and you have to really think about it.
Oh, absolutely. And there's times you're like, I don't know this. Let me go look it up because I don't want to tell you the wrong thing. And then you learn yourself. So, you know, that helped a lot. And then flight instructing, CFII especially, I really focus on the instrument part. For me, that's a favorite. I know a lot of people would think differently, but.
Hey, let's go find a thunderstorm and fly through it, yeah.
That sounds weirdly exciting to me.
It's fun. You know, shooting approach to minimum, it's incredibly rewarding, as long as it's safe, of course.
Right.
Have you ever flown anything like that smoke?
I have, actually.
Wow.
I have.
That's, you know, we were thinking, you normally in an IFR you have a minimum,
yes,
and you expect to break out of the cloud and be able to see the runway, and that doesn't happen in that smoke.
No, it doesn't. And that's why you got to plan ahead. You have to look at your alternates. And again, safety, safety, safety. Always emphasize that. Plan ahead. Look at forward flight. There's so much resources out there that, you know, I don't have the gastritis from things I've seen and, you know, my experience, no rushing at all. Even in the airline, especially. If you take a delay, it's fine. We're going to do things the right way, the first way.
Well, it depends on the airline, I guess. Some of them are a little less tolerant of that than others.
Absolutely.
You're flying passenger or cargo?
Cargo. So I did the flight instructing. I did a little bit of flight fairing. I did a lot of free instruction just to get my hours. You know, times were tough back then during COVID. But I'm very happy. I helped a lot of people. And a lot of people, you know, helped me out as well. You know, give me free time in their airplane. You know, so I wouldn't be here with a lot of them. I'm always grateful for that. And then I was able to get into Envoy Air at, it was 2021 at the end of it as a first officer. And I upgraded just about a year into captain. I was, I think, 25 years old when I upgraded there on the 175.
Okay, what airplanes did you start out flying? 757, 767?
No, just Embraer 175 was my first jet.
Okay, that's a nice starting point.
That was a great airplane. I loved it, incredibly modern, and one of the best jets you can start as a first jet, I would say.
And then you went directly from there to the 777?
I did, you know.
You went from a, what, 50-seat commuter to a what, 350-seat?
Yeah, I could not believe it myself. You know, takeoff weight is, you know, 775,000 pounds. It's unbelievable how heavy it is.
Wow.
So what was going through your head when that opportunity came? You're flying the smaller Embraer Airjet, and all of a sudden you're like, oh wait, I can go to the
big one.
Absolutely. Yeah. So Kalita Air, that's where I am now. When I was at Envoy, I loved traveling international. I love going places on my off days. You know, it's one of the passions of being a pilot. So I had a buddy, and he told me you can jump seat with us international. You get a bunk, you get to go as a crew, you get a whole experience. So I started traveling with him as a jump seater all over the world, to Australia and Europe. And I was like, this is amazing. I started talking to the pilots, and I was like, this is what I want to do, wide-body international flying. It's completely different. And from there, I put in my app in, and I was very lucky to get the call.
That's amazing. I didn't even know Kalita Air had 777s. That's a large airplane. Are they getting any A380s?
Well, I don't think so, too, but we do have a lot of cool 747s, and we have a race car team as well.
That's right. He's all over the place.
That's right.
So
you did this incredible journey from I'm not going to be a lawyer, all the way to now you're flying 777s. What would you say to somebody who wants to follow in your similar footsteps? I don't have any experience at all, but I got the bug, like you said. Where do you recommend them to start?
Absolutely. Well, nowadays there's a ton of information online that's free. EAA as well has a lot of great resources. I saw back there that they were doing free flight lessons with the 30 minutes and you get your student pilot. That helps a lot if you look into that. A lot of YouTube and information out there like that. And if you can gather a little bit of money, there's loans out there. If you can help, it's possible. I would have never imagined being here. And, you know, within 5 years, I'm already here. So don't give up. There's going to be, you know, ups and downs. There's going to be hard check rides. There's going to be discouragements. People are going to say you might not be able to, but don't give up.
Yeah, there's going to be those days as a student pilot where you just can't seem to get it right.
Yeah,
you're stuck, and you just keep working.
So
absolutely,
I mean, plenty of resources out there. As you mentioned, EA has plenty of stuff as well. I'm going to ask you for CFI advice for free here. Sorry, what do you tell your students? What is your biggest piece of advice to students who are first starting out when they sit down in that plane for the first time?
I tell them, you know, take your time, study, study, study. And, you know, I didn't like studying in school as much as I did here. But when you have a passion, you got to put in the work. And when you put in the work, the rewards will absolutely come.
Okay.
So, are you available for flight instruction?
Well,
listen, we're on an airfield.
I think we could scan an airplane.
I would be honored to, but I haven't flown a small plane in a little bit. I think I need someone to flight instruct me to get back into it. Actually,
okay.
Now, one of the other guys on our on the radio team flies cargo.
Oh, nice!
And he calls it getting his small airplane fix.
I need that too. I really do.
Yes, you need to get back into the single wheel thing.
Absolutely.
So you said you've been coming to Oshkosh for 6 years now. How did you hear about Oshkosh EA in the first place?
Absolutely. So when I was flight instructing, I had a very good friend that was letting me rent his plane out and instruct in it at the time. And he told me about it, and he actually let me take the plane up here and with a buddy of mine and camp for the first time in 2021. I remember really well. It was an amazing experience coming in, you know, doing the Fisk arrival.
How many hours as a pilot did you have at that point?
I probably less than 1,000, maybe 600 hours.
Okay, so I'm
guessing.
Yeah, you had a good amount of experience. So it wasn't. Yeah, typically people get totally overwhelmed by this place. I would be freaking out.
I was still overwhelmed, but you know, it's not that hard if you read the NOTAMs, and there's a lot of good videos out there too.
Very good.
Nice. And
what's your favorite thing that you saw here this year on the grounds?
Oh, everything was amazing, but the night show this year absolutely was amazing. Yep. They did very well with that.
That, and he's looking at that C-5 going, ooh, I wonder if I could get a job flying that.
Now the next step up. So do you do any social like media outreach or presence or document to your journeys?
Well, I have an Instagram and I have a Facebook. If people want to reach out, they're absolutely welcome to reach out on my Instagram. I'll try to get more active on there now. But yeah, that's pretty much it for now.
And where can they find you? What's the tag on Instagram?
It's Amir Queer Nadiri, and I'm sure our social media team will have her tag me in there.
Absolutely. Yeah. Okay. Perfect.
Absolutely.
Very good.
Well, thank you. Your journey
Thank you for joining us.
Absolutely. It was an honor.
Absolutely inspiring to somebody who doesn't fly, knowing that I can potentially make that transition.
You can go fly a 777.
Go fly a 777 at some point in my
life. I could too, you know,
absolutely
as cargo.
As cargo.
Yeah, ballast.
Absolutely.
All right, Amir, thank you very much for joining us. This has been Hot Start for 2026.
Thank you, guys. Thank you, Fast Eddie. You'll be here soon. Bye.
Until next year, this has been EAA Radio.
EAA Radio.